Last week, we were talking about the Holy Spirit, and you had a little bit of homework to do there. And the first one was this. The question was, study the following references and their immediate context. Then summarize the results of being filled with the Holy Spirit. And I gave you Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, chapter 4 and verse 8, chapter 4 verse 31, chapter 6 verses 3 through 7, chapter 7 verse 55 and 56, and chapter 11 and verse 24. And there's something that all of those verses, we're not going to take time to read them all, but there's something that all of those verses had in common when these people were filled with the Spirit. Anybody want to venture out and tell me what your answer was? But here's what I put down in mind. The common theme is that when people were filled with the Holy Spirit, they boldly spoke the Word of God and people were saved. They did not always speak in tongues or languages. And I want you to get that because so many times people, there's a very popular teaching today that if you're filled with the Spirit of God, you're going to speak in tongues. First, I'm not getting into the matter of whether tongues were languages that we know or whatever. I believe they were. But that was not always, that's not the common theme that runs through it. They're speaking the Word of God with boldness. The next homework question was this. According to Galatians 5:16, what is the key to not fulfilling the lust of the flesh? All right? Just to give you an idea, here's what I put down. The key to not fulfilling the lust or desires of our flesh, our old nature, is to walk in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit means that I am sensitive to the things He teaches me in the Bible and to His conviction and impressions. So those are the things there that I think is the key, walking in the Spirit. All right? Now, let's see here. Let me turn the page here. And, we have another question. I thought I remembered we did. So we got another question here. It says, in your own words, describe briefly what the conditions are of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Here's what I wrote down on mine. Surrender is the condition of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Surrender. The more surrendered a person is, the more he will be under the control of the Holy Spirit. The question is not how much of the Holy Spirit do we have, but how much of us does the Holy Spirit have. All right? It's not how much of Him we have, but how much of us does He have, or how much of us does He control. So it's a matter of a complete surrender. I heard a preacher years ago. I was in a preacher's fellowship over in Alabama, and I heard this preacher preaching, and he said something that he did occasionally. It's not something he did every day, but he said something I do occasionally is this. He said, I just get along with the Lord, and I go through my whole life, and just one by one, everything that comes to my mind, I surrender to Him. I surrender my voice. I surrender my ears, my eyes. I surrender my talents. He said, I surrender the way I adorn my body. He said, the way I cut my hair even. He said, everything. I said, dear Holy Spirit of God, I want you to control this. He said, and the idea is complete surrender. And he said, I would encourage you as preachers to do that occasionally. And I think it's a good thing for all of us to do because, you know, we do a lot of things just kind of subconsciously, carelessly. And we just kind of pull back areas of our life and we don't even realize it unless we just take time to think about it. And ask the Holy Spirit of God to, Lord, now I want to surrender everything. I'm going to start surrendering things. And you please bring things to my mind. And it's like, I find it's kind of like confessing sin. If you start confessing sin, it seems like when you confess one, two more will come to your mind. And by the time you got those confessed, you got some more. And you can just go on. I mean, it's amazing whenever you just ask the Spirit of God to help you in doing those things. He gets very picky with us. Very picky with us. Now, question number 4. Can a Christian lose the fellowship of the Spirit? That's the first part of it. And then how about the indwelling of the Spirit? And I read both portions so that you'll understand what I'm shooting for there. Can a Christian lose the fellowship of the Spirit? Yes, he can. How about the indwelling of the Spirit? No, he can't. The moment we're saved, the Holy Spirit of God indwells us. But we can grieve Him and we can quench Him and we can lose the fellowship of Him, which also means we lose the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our relationship is a permanent thing. But the fellowship within that relationship is something that fluctuates from time to time. And then I gave you one verse of Scripture, Ephesians 5:18. Let's say the reference, the verse, and the reference together. Everybody ready? Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. And it's very important that you understand that the Bible in no way, fashion, or form is encouraging drinking of alcoholic beverages, even socially or with moderation. But what he is doing is he is comparing a man that is intoxicated, how that alcohol affects everything about that man. We should be so, and I say this reverently, but we should be so God intoxicated, so filled with the Spirit of God, that he influences every single thing that we do. Everything. The way we walk, talk, dress, spend our money, treat people, and so forth. Every single thing about us under his control. And again, it is something that we have to work at. Because it's just human nature. We get careless. And we'll start leaning on our own wisdom and so forth there, and not leaning on the direction of the Holy Spirit of God. And so I trust that that's been a help to you. Now, all of the subjects that we're covering, remember, this is designed to be the basics. And it's not stuff in depth. It's not stuff, this is the basics. But we need to go back sometime, once in a while, and just review the basics on it. Who was the football coach? Was it Vince Lombardi that would begin every season by holding up a football and saying, "Gentlemen, this is a football"? Okay. Otherwise, got to make sure we don't forget the basics. Was it Vince Lombardi used to do that? I think it was him that used to do that. And just the basics. When if you get away from the basics, all the other stuff, it just doesn't help you much. Got to keep the foundation there.